episode 543, Why You're Not Getting Results.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive. Happy every day, beautiful ladies. How are you doing? Did you survive the weekend? Guess what? Can you believe it's already Wednesday? That means what? It's Power Pack Wednesday. Yes, it's all about nutrition and fitness, and today it's about why you're not getting results. Have you ever been stumped there wondering, gosh darn it, I've been working on this program and I've been doing it and I don't know why I'm not getting the results that, well, either they say I should be getting or I don't think I'm seeing the changes in my body. What do I do? I'm just pulling my hair out. Stop pulling your hair out. We're going to chat about that today. But before we do, we have to give a huge shout out and extend our hugs to our brand new family members. Welcome. If you have just discovered Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. We're glad you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more, see all the goodies. We've got the newsletter there, the AIM Academy's there. We've got a free resource library that you can sign up for also. It's just good stuff. And I've got a surprise around the corner that I'm working on. Yes, you know the meal plan is there for download, but I've got something better and I'm so excited. Okay, but I just can't give that secret away. I hope, okay, I'm throwing this out here. I'm hoping to have it all up and going by next week. It's going to be free to you. You can download it. I am just so excited. It's fun. It's just something you can use. That's all I can say about it. I'm not going to say anything more because we have got to jump in right now to our episode. What we're chatting about today, why you're not getting results. Last week, we talked about in episode number 536, the perfect diet plan. We spoke about ACEs. And in ACEs, we broke it down as to appetite, cravings, energy, and sleep. And so if you haven't heard that episode, go back, or maybe you need to re-listen to it again. But that's a great resource for you. We break it down little bit by little bit, and I go through, you know, how you can look at this as to formulating your perfect diet plan. Because again, you yourself are unique. This isn't about a one-size-fits-all. It's finding what works for you. So why are you not getting the results that you want to be getting? There are so many different factors and reasons that go into why you're not getting results. Today, we're going to highlight seven of those. Yes, seven. Can you believe it? There's that many? Because it's important that we understand how our bodies work and maybe what we are doing wrong. So it gives you the opportunity to do a self-evaluation to see where you are on your physical well-being, where your fitness and nutrition meet, the regimen. Is it really working for you? Maybe ideas that you can tweak it. So this whole episode is really your kiss for the day. Yes, the Keep It Simple strategy. We're going to go through each seven of these evaluations, kind of the self-evaluation here. And I'm going to give you the reason, and then we're going to break it down from there. So maybe you can begin to understand. Now, you also need to know that I can't go into every specific situation here. So this is an overview, okay? We're, you know, just brushing the surface here. But hopefully it will give you enough spark to say, oh, I didn't think about that. Maybe that's where I need to go. Or wait, maybe I can get better results if I work on number two and number five. So with no further delay, let's talk about number one. You are a diehard. You're working too hard. You're overworking. You're overtraining. This is a huge reason. This is like the big red flag one, why you're not getting results. It's because you're working too hard. You push yourself and push yourself. Your body needs rest. Think about a child. Does a child grow when they're standing right in front of you? No. You don't see them all of a sudden, you know, they're 2 inches taller within 2 days. You don't see that. What we see is that a month later, after they've slept and had good rest and hopefully some good nutrition involved in that, all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, your jeans are like 3 inches too short. They're like, oh, this is not in style. What happened? They grew. The magic happens in your rest and your recovery. If you're working too hard, your body cannot recover. So when you're tearing down that muscle, because when you work out, that's what you're doing. You're breaking down the muscle. And when it recovers, that's how you build the muscle up. But if you don't give time for it to recover, to be built again, what are you doing? You're just tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing it down, tearing it down. And eventually what? You're putting more stress on your body. And your body's going, oh my gosh, I can't take this. You're overtraining. You're working too hard. So guess what? Rest for success. You need your sleep. You need to build muscle during your recovery period. So just as we ask our children to go to sleep so they will grow big and strong, we too have to go to sleep so we can build big and strong. Not necessarily grow big and strong because we're done growing. We don't want to grow out anymore. We want to build strength within us, okay? All right, so when you do that, it's important to think that, okay, let's say you're working out and you're doing chest, upper body one day. Well, the next day you should not be working the upper body because it needs rest. So maybe the first day you're going to work the upper body. The next day you're going to do maybe some cardio. Then the next day you're going to do lower body and maybe a little bit of core workout. Then the next day you're going to work maybe specifically arms and add in maybe a HIIT training into that. And then maybe the next day is you're just going to completely rest. There is no working out. Maybe the only working out you do is walking. Then maybe the next day you're going to do another HIIT training and maybe a core workout or a full body, what I call like a functional workout. And then the next day you fully rest. That's a great balanced workout. Now, of course, it depends on where you are. If you're just beginning, then for you, it's just, let's start a routine. Let's get in the action process of saying, okay, I'm going to work out on this day and I'm going to rest the next day. I'm going to work out on this day. So maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're working out. Or maybe you decide Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday are better workout times. Or maybe you just start, I just got to start with one day a week. And then the next week you add 2 days a week. And the next week you add 3 days a week. Just don't do it all in a row. Give your body time to rest. Remember, rest for success. All right, number two, why you're not getting results? You're not working hard enough. So we just covered the number one, you're working too hard. Now, you're not working hard enough. You're just going through the motions. It's the fit body equaling the fit mind. Your mind has got to be as much of in the game as your body is. You can sit there and take a 5-pound weight and you're like, oh man, I'm working out good. Yeah, I'm moving. I'm getting in all these reps and sets and ooh, I've got it done. Okay, I'm finished. 35 minutes, I'm out the door. I'm done. This is awesome. But maybe you cracked a little bit of a sweat because you were just in a hurry to get out the door. But you weren't doing anything to increase the degree of difficulty. You were just going through the motions. If you've been lifting the same amount of weight for the last 3 months, 6 months, a year, you're not going to see the results that you want to see. So you need to what? Increase the degree of difficulty. You may be working that upper body. Let's say you're working and you're just doing a simple overhead press. You're just having your arms like at a kind of like at your shoulder level, making a U. Or if you looked at your whole body, it'd be a Y. And all you're doing is overhead press. You're pressing up to the sky and you're bringing back down to shoulder. Pressing up to the sky, bringing back down to shoulder level. Now, if you're doing that with, let's say, 5 pounds on each side, and you've been doing that for a month, what if you were to try it after a week and you're like, okay, I'm going to go. And after the first set, the second set, I'm going to up it. I'm going to see if I can do, 8 pounds and see what 8 pounds feels like. Oh man, I don't feel like I'm working hard at all. Okay, I'm going to try 10 pounds next time. I do my arms. Begin to increase the degree of difficulty. You could be doing the same exercise, but you can increase the weight. Okay, same with, like, for example, a push-up. Maybe you're starting with push-ups on a wall because you're not strong enough. So that's a great, safe place for you to start. But then all of a sudden you're like, gosh, I just don't feel like I'm exerting much energy. I don't feel like, you know, it almost seems too easy. If you think it's too easy, then that's a good indication you need to switch it up. So maybe taking it down to the floor and being on your knees. Okay? Wow. Amazing. A little bit more challenge. Then when that becomes easier, then you can take it up to your feet and actually do a traditional push-up. And maybe you can only do two. That's great. Then go back to your knees and finish off your reps. That maybe you're going to do 10 total. So maybe you do two, and then you go down to your knees for the other eight. Increase the degree of difficulty. When you're not working hard enough, you're just going through the motions. Your mind and your body are not connected. Therefore, you're not going to get the results that you want. Number three, why you're not getting the results you want? Your eating habits do not support your goals. Your diet is not working for you. It's working against you. You've probably heard of the macros, the fat, the protein, and the carbs, having your macros in balance. How much are you eating? You need to be making sure you're feeding your body appropriately. Now, you may not know all the ins and outs to this. That's where, go back to listen to number 536 episode, where it talks about the ACEs. That'll help you walk through it. But in this, you need to have a food journal. If you're not keeping track of what you're eating, you don't know how to change it up. You may be thinking, oh, I want to build more muscle, so I need to increase my protein. Well, you may have already increased your protein so much that you're overeating the amount of protein, and the protein that you're getting in now is actually going into sugar. So it's not supporting your goals. So it's very important to keep a food journal, that diary, know what you're taking in, so then you can begin to adjust your actual food, your intake of what you're doing, your diet, to support your goals. You could also maybe not be eating enough. Some people are like, oh my gosh, I'm sitting here trying to build muscle and all of this, and I'm working out, and I'm doing this, I'm doing these massive workouts. And I mean, it's not that I feel hungry, but maybe you're really not eating enough to support what you're wanting to do with your body. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you're eating too little or too much. It could be one or the other, or it could be a combination. You may be not eating enough carbs, believe it or not. Yeah, people say, oh my gosh, you're saying sugar, we need sugar. Yes, you need some form of sugar, but where is it coming from? Maybe you're getting it from the wrong source. Maybe you're getting too much from the wrong source. So again, why you're not getting results, look at your diet. Is it supporting your goals? And number four, you're doing the same thing. Why are you not getting results? Because you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. You want to lose weight, so you're the cardio queen. All you do is run, 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 run. Or all you do is walk, 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 as fast as you can. Doing the same thing over and over and over again may get you results initially. But when you stop getting those results, what's going on? I don't know. Well, because maybe you're doing the same thing over and over and over again. This could be even the same DVD workout that you love, that you've been doing for the last year. Change it up. You got to change it up. You got to trick your body. Your fitness routine should include strength training, some form of cardio, and flexibility training. So like stretching, okay? When you put all of that together and you do it properly, you're going to be functionally fit. You're going to be working where you need to be at your optimal. And that's the key. You want to be the best you can be. This is not trying to be the best Christiane. That's my job. You've got to be the best Katie. You've got to be the best Carla. You've got to be the best Christy. You've got to be the best Wendy. You've got to be the best Samantha. It's up to you. Don't try to be someone else. But when you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, your body is like, this is easy because I know what's coming this morning. I'm prepared. You fed me this way last night, so that means I've reserved this much energy because I know what's coming today. And as you get through your day, I know how it's going to end up. So this much is going to be left over, and I'm going to put it into the reserves. Your body is that smart. God made it that way. Why? Because we don't have time to think about it. We complain about not having enough time to take care of the kids, to do the laundry, to work on our business, to take care of the hubby, to do the volunteer work that we want to do. Well, God said, hey, I made a body so you don't have to think about your body, but you have to take care of it and you have to switch up your workout. So if you're doing the same thing, you got that favorite DVD. In fact, you're on your third one because you burnt out the last two. You're doing too much of the same thing. That's why you're not getting results. So think about that. Could you change it up? What could you change it up to? Number five, why you're not getting the results, you're too gung-ho in your wants and desires. You're working out 2 to 3 hours a day, killing yourself. This happens a lot when you're right at the very beginning. I see this all the time with what? New Year's resolutions. Oh, yes, I'm going to drop my 20 pounds and I'm going to do it all in one day. Well, that's what we feel like, right? We're all gung-ho. I'm going to go. I'm going to crash. And what happens come the month of February? Nobody is at the gym. We gave it all up. Why? Because we're not getting the results that we thought. We're all in this whole all-in pandemic of I got to do it all right now because if tomorrow happens and I can't do it all right then, at least I know I did it all right now. And your body's going, whoa, hang on a minute here. Sister, you're moving a little bit too crazy. You're stressing me out. Your hormones begin to get out of whack. And then, you know, the cortisol is up and it's like, oh, no, I can't let go of this because I don't know when I'm going to get something of this. And, oh, wait, I've got extra glucose here. I don't know what to do with it, but I know I may need it later. So I got to put this in the extra storage. I can use this and I'll send this out. But the rest, oh, no, I don't know. This woman's getting really wacky on me. Our body, I mean, if we were to listen to our body talk, what would your body be saying right now about you? Are you too gung-ho in your wants? You're wanting everything to happen right now. Guess what? I'm here to tell you it doesn't happen overnight. How long did it take you to where you are today? 12 years, 15 years, 30 years for some? Maybe it's taken your whole life to get to where you are today. So it's not going to be an overnight success that, oh, it's just gone just like that. It's just boop. No. You have to build consistency. It starts with what? One step, the next step, and you start slow. You build consistency in creating a lifestyle. Consistency wins the race. I think I even did an episode on that way back in the beginning. You can go to Create Your Now to hear it, or you can also listen to it on our archive podcast in iTunes. Consistency in creating a lifestyle. That's what you're looking for. Not this all in, I'm going to kill myself today and every day because I am so gung-ho. Because in a month when that willpower, there is none left, and you're fizzled and frazzled, you're done. Why you're not getting the results. Mm-hmm. You know why now. So you want to build a routine that supports your lifestyle and likenesses. That's going to help you. Build consistency. Being consistent. Taking that next step. That's all it is. The next step. Number six. Why you're not getting results. You're over cheating. Have you heard of those cheat meals? Oh, yes. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Some of us work out hard enough during the week just so we can take the weekend off. Oh, I'm taking the weekend off and I'm going to have 2 glasses of wine every single day on my weekend. Woohoo, yes. Or, oh, wait, I get a whole cheat day. I'm going to go to the movies. I'm going to have the movie popcorn. I'm going to have my Snickers bar. And then, oh, I'm going to have that ice cream shake that I've been dying for all week. We're working out to cheat. How does that make any sense whatsoever? Your body is smart enough. It begins to what? Learn your routine. It says, oh, so Susie here has worked out for 5 days. Uh-oh. We got to be preparing because, yep, the cheat time's coming in. So what can we release? What can we hold on to? Oh, yeah, bring out the, we got to bring out that army because she's bringing in the extra glucose. Let's fire it up. Come on, insulin, you got to work harder. What is your body saying? Your cheat meals could actually be slowing you down. They can be devastating to your goals. You may even be simply rewarding yourself with food. I don't even look at cheat meals, but for us, like August begins our celebration period. It goes from August to December. We've got birthdays, anniversaries, crazy during that period of time, let alone throwing in there Thanksgiving and Christmas. And well, let's see, we've got Labor Day and what? We're just coming off of summer. That's always full of food and fun, right? There's always going to be something there to tempt us. But for me, if I was to eat every single celebration, my body would be getting nowhere. It'd be going the wrong direction. So be careful. Maybe you can afford a cheat meal once in a while, but do you have to have it every single week? No, you don't. Go back to number 5. Consistency in creating a lifestyle. Think of this as a lifestyle. Know your goals and create a lifestyle to support those goals. Therefore, you're not going to overcheat. Yes, maybe you can indulge in some chips and salsa, which you so maybe love, but that doesn't mean that you get to enjoy them the entire weekend, meaning that you've consumed almost an entire bag yourself. How did that help you? You know, from the previous 5 days, your body's like in shock. So why you're not getting results? Maybe you're over cheating. And finally, number 7, this one compared to the first one being the big red flag, this is the one that sneaks in. It's the silent killer. It's the one that nobody thinks about. And I'm a testimony to it. You think you're doing more than you actually are. I'm a busy mom. I am on the go. I've got these kids going so many different places. I run them from gymnastics. We go then to soccer, and then we've got baseball. We've got basketball. And on top of that, man, football season is about ready to get in gear. And I'm telling you, I am so on the go. I never stop during the day. I get up at 5 and I go until 11:30. What are you really doing during that time? Well, let me tell you a little story. Remember way back when, and maybe some of you don't even remember because I think they've taken out the little secret surprises in cereal boxes, but way back when my children were so little, they had, and I don't remember what, it may have been Frosted Flakes. I can't remember what cereal brand it was, but there was a pedometer included in it. And my kids love cereal, and so do I. And it was back then where I thought, oh yeah, I'm gonna get in shape. I don't remember. I know I had at least 5 kids at that time. And I was like, oh yeah, that pedometer, it'd be great. Buy a box of cereal. Like that was a smart thing to do, you know? And I get a free pedometer, you know, buy the sugar and get a pedometer. Oh well. Well, the kids weren't gonna be interested in it, but I was interested in it. So of course I treated them to that $4 box of cereal. And I got that pedometer and it went to a drawer. It wasn't until years and years and years later till my tornado struck. And I thought, oh, okay, it's about loving who I am. I want to know how much I really am moving. So I happened to come across the pedometer. Guess what? It was still in that kind of opaque plastic bag that it came in. And I found it in my drawer of stuff. You know, don't you have that drawer of stuff that you keep? And just kind of you throw everything in there. Even though we had moved multiple times, guess what? It still ended up in that drawer of stuff. And I found it wrapped up just perfectly. I opened it up. It was so cute, nothing fancy. I pulled out the little protector on the battery in the back. Can you believe I still had that on there too? And guess what? The battery worked. I mean, I'm telling you, it was years. I had this for years. So I was really excited. So I promised myself next day I'm going to wear it all day. And at the end of the day, I'm going to see how much I have conquered in my day, how much I moved. I know I moved way over 10,000 steps that everybody says. That's the big buzz amount, right? 10,000 steps. You got to get your 10,000 steps in. Long story short, I didn't even hit 4,000 steps that day. Not even 4,000 steps. I had a toddler up to elementary age children here. I was on the go. There was no stopping. Man, I was homeschooling. We would be doing Play-Doh. We'd be doing all this stuff. And I wasn't even going 4,000 steps. What was wrong with me? You think you're doing more than you actually are. Yes, I was moving. Yes, I was being productive. Yes, I was enjoying my children. I was taking them all over the place. But my actual amount of intentional walking step to step to step didn't even click to 4,000. Well, guess what? Immediately, I thought the pedometer was wrong. Oh, this pedometer's too old. The battery doesn't work. So I did it again, and I did it again, and I did it again. Day after day, I looked at that, and I said, wow, I'm really not moving as much as I think I am. This is the silent whammy. We think, women, that we are moving more than what we actually are doing. Maybe you think you're exercising and exerting that amount of energy to get you to the next level, when in actuality, you are not. So you need to take a step back. These are 7 reasons why you're not getting results. And they're big ones. Make those reasons disappear, and guess what? You'll start seeing results. But maybe you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, I can relate to so many. Christiane, I don't know where to start. That's okay. I'm here. That's why we have the health strategy session for you. A way for me to help you. It's free. But guess what? You have to take the first step. Remember, I got that pedometer years before, but I didn't use it till years later. Are you thinking to yourself right now, I'm worth more than I feel like today? If you're stuck sitting there listening to me saying, gosh darn it, I'm worth more than I feel like I do today, then what are you waiting for? Click on the link, health strategy session. Click on it. That's all you have to do. The steps will be, it'll come to you automatically as to what the next step is, what the next step is, so we can get you scheduled for your 20 minutes. It's free. It's my gift to you. So you can sit here and look at these options and say, okay, I kind of fit into these, but now let's go a little bit further. How would it feel for you right now, knowing that you're worth more than you feel like today? And after 20 minutes, you can walk away knowing that, oh my gosh, I can implement these 3 things minimum, and I am going to start seeing results. How would that up your worth? Level up your health today. Come on in and let's have a chat. Why you're not getting results? You deserve so much more. You want to see more? You want to get those results? Then let's do it together. Let's level up your health. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.